welcome to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host Silky Harvey, every Monday at 1 p.m. CT. Welcome everybody to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio 1. It's great to be back in the studio today on this Monday, the 25th of October. My goodness, time's flying by. We're almost at Halloween. Would you believe that? On the weekend, Halloween. Oh my goodness. Time really is rushing now towards the end of the year. Anyway, but in the studio today, we've got some great guests. We've got Bridget Eileen Sisko, and she joins us by the virtual fireside in Fireside Stories. She helps successful entrepreneurs stand out and be featured as a leader in the industry through sharing their powerful stories, writing best-selling books, and gaining global recognition. She is the founder of Exalted Publishing House, a podcast host, and a leadership consultant. Bridget's hopes behind her book is to bring information, knowledge, wisdom, and hope to people all over the world. And she believes in her power of words, stories, and voices to shift the way we view reality, our potential, and our purpose on the planet. Well, it'll be so great to hear from her in a minute. I am so looking forward. We've also got Amanda Heinlein. She takes the talking stick today. Amanda has been in the world of energy healing for the past 15 years and works with clients all over the globe. She is an intuitive healer, clairvoyant, audiovoyant, clairsentient, medium channel, and author. She loves bringing the world of energy healing to others through teaching, hands-on healing, and distance work. And she'll give us a glimpse into her world today. Then on Music Spotlight today, Marla Aurin with her song Ragged Queen. Marla is a Swiss-American singer-songwriter who makes her home in Lucerne. Her music has been described as healing, powerful, magnetic, passionate, and as pure as alpine stream. An experience with Marla's immersive musical palette opens the mind to dreams and fills the heart with warmth. Now that sounds just the kind of music I love, just the kind of music I like. So let's hear it later on from Marla Aurin on the Music Spotlight. And I am really excited to announce that on next week's show, on the 1st of November, we're going to have a very special guest indeed. Mac McCartney, speaker, writer, and changemaker, is going to join us by the fireside, and he's going to be talking about the children's fire and the importance of the children's fire in today's society. Now, Mac really is a changemaker. He goes around the world and teaches people in business, leaders in this world, how to respect the planet, how we can have a better future for this planet, and how we can live on this planet and honor Mother Earth. He'll be speaking at the G Summit in Glasgow, and he really is inspirational. This is a show not to be missed. You really want to listen to what Mark has to say. It is such an important message for all of us. With that said, after the commercial, we are going straight into our first slot, which is Fireside Stories with Bridget Eileen Sisko. Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books, and we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong, a free, best-selling author. Well, welcome to the studio today to Bridget Sisco. She'll be joining me by the virtual fireside and telling you all a story. And her story is all about the puzzle pieces of existence.
Thank you so much, Silky.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure having you here.
Thank you. This is a topic that has come into my life numerous times since I've been on an entrepreneurial journey. And my greatest intention and wish for everyone who listens to this today is that they can be reminded that no matter what happens in their life, no matter the challenges, the beautiful moments, that we can look at them almost like puzzle pieces of existence to helping us understand our purpose of maybe just a little inkling or glimpse of what we're meant to do here in this world. And I know that for many of us, it can feel challenging at times and we don't have the answers and it doesn't make sense in the moment. But I hope that the story I tell you today of my own journey of understanding what I'm meant to be doing in this very now moment can remind you and inspire you of all that you are and all that you are capable of. So let's start the journey. I was about 13 years old and I started having a lot of health complications and health challenges. And I was going to a lot of doctors at the time. It looked like frequent pneumonia. It looked like staph infections all over my body where you don't want staph infections to be. Not that you'd ever really want them anywhere, but you get my gist. Parasites and a lot of these very odd symptoms that didn't make sense to me, to many of my doctors, or to members of my family. And we would go to doctor after doctor after doctor. And they would put me on antibiotics and it became this cycle and this round and this round and round where I wasn't getting any better, only for a moment, and then things would come back. And I'm so grateful that my mom had a deeper understanding of health and coming back to a holistic nature. And she began to take me to holistic doctors. So I would see energy healers, acupuncturists, chiropractors, and naturopathic doctors who had a little bit of a different approach to what was going on. And after all these tests, they said, okay, this is Lyme disease. And I said, okay, beautiful. Now we have a label. And it became a journey over a number of years as I was in my middle school into high school days of healing, of learning, of knowledge. And the little puzzle piece here was that this was the catalyst for really a value and something that I am so grateful to take with me in this life now, because it opened my eyes to our bodies and medicine and the connectedness of everything in this world, the connectedness of all of our organ systems, of all of the parts of our body, of our connection with nature. And I do not think, if I did not have that experience, that I would have had this portal to go on this journey of deeper understanding, right? So 18-year-old me began looking up holistic healing in Ayurveda, which is the sister science of yoga, which I got to study later on in my life. And I just began connecting the dots and it all started to make sense. Now, in the moments of challenge, of frustrations, of a lot of physical discomfort, it didn't quite make sense. But the puzzle piece here was, oh, wow, there is another way of healing. There is another way of being, of doing, of living, of experiencing life. Now, that puzzle piece kind of stayed hidden until after my college years. It wasn't such an aha right away. As I moved into my college experience, I had a very regular college experience, and I was very social. I was extremely intelligent, but I was going out partying and drinking. And something that I've learned and something that I teach is this aspect of polarity. sometimes we need to have a polarizing experience of not feeling good in our body, of not feeling fulfilled, of not feeling healthy to understand the opposite, which is wholesomeness with it, which is coming back to ourselves. So during that time, I didn't quite take care of my body the ways that I had begun learning when I was younger. And after I graduated college and got a job in New York City and started working, it started to become more and more clear that I needed to refocus back on my body and all of the healing modalities that had been planted within my subconscious when I was so, so young. And the little puzzle piece here was sometimes we have to have experiences of going the other way to understand what is really valuable to us, what is really true for us. Because if I didn't have the experience of not taking care of my body in the ways that I knew I should have been taking care of it, I would have never understood the other side of it. And I just want everyone to start thinking as you listen to these stories, all of these little puzzle pieces that have been planted in your life, these little moments, these relationships, these teachings, these learnings that you've had that don't quite make sense in the moment. They probably only make sense when you're a little bit taken away and have a little bit of a further perspective. Now, as I continued on, I worked in New York City and I was in sales and I was doing cold calling phone sales. And this is another one of those experiences where I wasn't having the best time. I was calling 100 business owners per day, trying to sell them advertising space on Yelp. It was very challenging for me. I wasn't the best at it. And throughout that experience, I took a couple of things away. Number one, sales is very important. And I don't think I would be able to do what I do today as a publisher, as someone who works online, as a coach for entrepreneurs, if I didn't have that sales experience. But when I was sucked into it, I wasn't having too much fun. It was hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel when things weren't working out. And there was a couple of seeds that were planted in that experience. And it was the seed of just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. Many people say that sales is a numbers game and you just have to keep going. You just have to call the next person, as it was where I was. And that planted a seed of just don't give up. Don't give up no matter what you do. And there's something that's shared in the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, where he talks about for most of us, success is on the other side of when it feels like we're about to give up, when we've hit this failure spot, but we just go a little bit further and a little bit further. So because of that experience in a sales role, not enjoying what I was doing, there were still some fundamental teachings that now I'm able to take with me in anything and everything that I do in my life. And again, we don't always realize it in the moment. I looked back on some of my journal entries from that time and it was like, what am I doing? I'm not having very much fun right now. I don't want to be here anymore. And ultimately, I did end up leaving that job and I decided to become a yoga teacher and go to Ibiza, Spain and learn yoga and Ayurveda in Ibiza. Now, most people would say, what? You're going to Ibiza to learn these things? I didn't realize there was very much a party culture there. But I was in this beautiful conscious community there. And there were a few seeds that were planted in that experience. Number one, I had a massive awakening experience of who I truly am, of what I truly value. And this was at 22 years old. I began to ask myself questions I'd never asked myself before. Like, who am I really? Who am I really? Who am I really? What really matters? And ultimately, how do I want to live out my existence? How do I want to live out my existence? It became so clear that the life I was living before that, not feeling fulfilled, feeling challenged at most moments, was just one experience, but it didn't have to be the experience that I wanted for the rest of my life. In addition, the other puzzle piece when I was in Ibiza was community. Something that became really clear once I started to dive deeper on my spiritual path was I started to feel different from those around me. So those who I grew up with, those who I went to high school and college with, our interests were changing. And now for anyone who's ever experienced a relationship where things are beginning to change and you start to feel that you're not quite the same as maybe the person that you entered the relationship as, it can be challenging. And I think one of the hardest things for us as humans is this feeling of being quote unquote alone, which from a spiritual perspective, it's not really true. However, in that moment, it started to get more and more clear that, I don't want to feel alone. And community is the antidote to feeling alone. So surrounding ourselves with like-minded people, being in community with those who have similar values. And that puzzle piece was planted. Then when I got home from my travels and my studies and became a yoga teacher, again, the same story kept coming up of, I'm not the same as the people around me anymore. Because I just moved home to the town where I had lived in my entire life, and I wasn't the same as the high school Bridget that people might have known me as, or the college Bridget. And I said to myself, there's a quote, and I might butcher it in this very moment, but build it and they will come. And I didn't see anything in my local community. I had begun teaching yoga at that point. And I said to myself, okay, I have to start hosting things where we can gather in community. So this is where the women's circle started. This is where the community events started. This is where the workshops really began. And it was because of my own deep need to not want to feel so alone on the journey. And again, this is part of this puzzle piece of existence, because if I didn't have that polarizing experience of, you know, my friendships are changing, I am changing, who am I really, and who do I want to surround myself with, I would have never had the, okay, it's time to build it, it's time to gather the people, it's time to gather in community, it's time to start a Facebook group, literally where we can just talk about our spiritual journey. And as you listen to this, again, start to think about these polarizing moments for yourself, the moments where maybe you felt frustrated or stuck, and start to ask yourself, well, what is the lesson that's coming through here? What am I here to learn? What is the reason I'm having this human experience right now? Because there's typically always something there that can guide you a little bit further. Now, as we continue on the journey, I began being an entrepreneur, I began working online, I began coaching, I studied holistic healing, and the journey just kept going, kept going, and kept going. And something that, a couple of things that became important as I went down this journey were beginning to look at some of these puzzle pieces of my own existence, because all entrepreneurs know that we need to have a message, right? We need to be able to speak to our ideal client. We need to be able to identify with them. We need to be able to share a message and a vision. And there were some times in the early parts of my entrepreneurial journey where it just wasn't all clicking. And I think it's because I wasn't quite there yet. I didn't have all the experiences yet. And as we kept going and kept going, it started to become more and more clear that part of my mission in this world was to share powerful messages and to join with people who also felt the same. And this brought me back to one of the first stories I just told you. Because when I was dealing with illness and health issues, I felt like I wasn't seen or heard. There was one time where I typed up my entire medical history of all of the diagnoses, all of the supplements I'd been put on, all of the antibiotics I had been put on, because I had started to connect the dots that everything in our body was connected, that every symptom, there was really something deeper going on at the root. And I wanted the doctor to start to look at that. So I brought together this entire folder of paperwork, and I was excited. I had taken hours to do it, and I brought it to him, and he didn't look at it. And I remember leaving that doctor's office with my mom. I love you, Mom. Thank you so much for being there for me. Crying. And that moment was one of the puzzle pieces that connected to what I do right now, because I never want people to feel like their story isn't being heard, or their voice isn't being heard, or they aren't being honored and respected for their perspective. And And if I didn't have that experience, I don't think I would have the clarity I do in business now, which is my greatest mission is to gather powerful stories and powerful leaders and powerful women who have a story to share. And it's not about the story being good or bad. It's simply about sharing your experience and sharing your perspective. Because I believe in this world, we all have different perspectives. And that's actually what helps us have a beautiful and harmonious ecosystem in humanity. All these differing perspectives and differing stories and differing backgrounds and differing religions that all make us who we are. And it's in those moments of reflecting on our past that things start to make more and more sense. So the invitation for everyone here is to begin to put together these puzzle pieces of your own existence, right? The stories, the memories, the challenges, the beautiful moments, the ahas, the small, seemingly insignificant conversations that you've had throughout your journey that planted something within you, that reminded you of something that felt important, that reminded you of something really that matters within you. And start to create your own path from there, because there are a lot of clues on that journey, but most of us overlook it. So what if today, after you leave here, after you finish listening to this, you can just take out your journal and start to connect to the dots in your own experience and your own life?
Thank you, Bridget, for sharing that wonderful story with us.
Thank you so much. That was fun.
I happen to know that you also run a publishing house and various other enterprises online. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, thank you. It's so beautiful because all of these things came together once I realized all of the puzzle pieces of my own existence. So the publishing house is called Exalted Publishing House, where I produce books for female leaders, leadership teams, female entrepreneurs who really have a message to share on this planet. They typically have a message of being, living, existing in a little bit of a different way, and they feel really strongly about sharing that with others. So I love to create multi-author books where we all come together in community, you know, hence my community part of that story, where we come together in community. We literally put our minds together, we set our intentions together, and we end up birthing a book together, which not only helps us, you know, become a published author, but in addition helps us increase our visibility, get more eyes on our business, and we end up doing something that most people only dream of. So that's a little bit about the publishing company. Another aspect of my business is my podcast, which is called The Gathering Movement, which is literally, again, where we gather the minds to riff and discuss on topics like Kundalini yoga, unlimited potentiality, quantum physics, vibration, sound, and all of these different fundamentals I believe in life that help us be the leader of our life. They help us see that there is unlimited potentials and possibilities for all of us on this planet, no matter what our experience or our background. So that's another aspect. And the last aspect of my business is the coaching. It's the networking events and my mastermind. So you can probably see a theme here within my business based on the story I just told you. It's all about bringing people together who typically have a vision for humanity. They have a story to share, and I simply bring them together and I help them share their story and amplify their message in some really, really cool ways.
Thank you. And where can our listeners find you on the internet if they want to reach out to you?
Sure. So you can find me on Instagram at blissfulbridget, or just head over to my website, www.bridgetaileen.com. And maybe you'll have some spelling somewhere, but if we need some spelling, it's BRIDGETAILEEN.com.
Thank you. And I'll also be leaving all those details on the show page. And if you want to reach out to Bridget, just look her up and get in touch. Thank you for coming to the studio today. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much. This was beautiful. I love your fireside chats.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silky Harvey.
Thank you.
3. Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books, and we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong and free best-selling author. Welcome to Amanda Heinlein in the studio today. She'll be taking the talking stick and she will be telling us a bit about her business and about her book. So welcome in the studio, Amanda.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. So tell the listeners a bit about yourself and your business.
Okay. Well, a few years ago, about 15 years ago, I was a stressed out mom, like a lot of us are in the world. And I decided to go to an energy healer to seek help for my stress, my depression, my frustration with life. You know, I tried lots of things and nothing had really worked. So I decided that by a friend's suggestion, I would go to an energy healer. And after my first session, I felt much better. I was smiling, happy, you know, more so than I had been in a really long time. And I thought, wow, there's really something to this. This felt like magic to me. And so I thought, well, if one session is good, two must be better, right? You know, that's how our minds work. And so when I went back for the second session, the healer said, well, all of your chakras want to open at once. And I said, well, I don't know what a chakra is. And yeah, what is that? And she said, well, it's energy centers. They run down the middle of your body. And not having been raised with that, you know, kind of thought process, I just was said, well, sure, why not? You know, I not understanding what that meant or what that was going to entail. If I had, I might have just got up and walked away and said, never mind, you know, I'm good. But I said, sure, fine. And all of my chakras did open, and it was a traumatic process. My body tensed up. I felt like I was burning from the inside out. I was screaming. It was very terrifying feeling going through that because my chakras weren't aligned. I wasn't prepared for this experience, but the universe, God, whatever, whoever you want to call it, said, okay, you're ready now. Even though, if I had known what was going to happen, I definitely would have prepared more. But after that happened, that I was told by the healer's mentor that I would, my chakras would balance and they would close and everything would go back to normal. And that's not what happened. They had blown open to the extent that I had a new normal. There was no going back to the way things were. I started hearing voices. I started seeing things. I started being attacked in the middle of the night by kind of invisible forces, having horrific nightmares. I mean, it was just this barrage of these kinds of things going on. And then on top of that, I had all of the traumas from when I was a child coming up, bubbling up that I couldn't control. So I was having a lot of PTSD episodes. And I had to say to myself a lot because I had no energetic immune system. I had no way of filtering out the energy that was coming in from all around me. So going to the grocery store, I would pick up everyone's anger and frustration and rage and all of that. And so I would get home and just feel full, almost sick physically and mentally. You know, I just couldn't take all of the pressure from the outside forces around me that I couldn't control taking on. So I kept going back to healers. I went back to that healer, and then I started going to a couple of more healers to get a handle on it. And after about 6 months, I was doing the laundry one day, and I'd become very accustomed to beings showing up in my house of all sorts. And so I went to the living room to put the laundry down. I felt something behind me and turned around, and there were three giant angels standing in my kitchen. And I said, what now? You know, what could you possibly want, you know, with me? Because, you know, I just, they're always acting. I mean, honestly, a lot of times they're very dramatic in what they have to say to you. And they present it in this way that's like, you should be very, I don't know whether it's humbled or afraid, or not that they want you to be afraid, but it's this very like grandiose presentation. And they said, well, we're going to teach you how to heal people. And I just laughed and I was like, you have the wrong house. Like, my life is a mess. No, I'm not doing this. And they said, oh yes, you are, you know? And, so I was stubborn. I went and looked for training other places, couldn't find it. And I said, okay, fine. You guys teach me. And so they started teaching me how to work with energy. And then people started showing up in my life that I could help. And so that's how my practice started, was just kind of by universal forces kind of putting me in the path of people that needed help. And then I was trained. I was like on the job training with energy work, which seems a little unorthodox to a lot of people. They're like, well, I don't get how that works. I'm like, trust me. I didn't get how it worked either, if someone had explained it. But that was kind of the premise of how I started. And then as I was going along, you know, working one-on-one with people is great. It's rewarding. I've seen a lot of amazing transformations with people, but I just was feeling like I needed to reach more people. It's draining to do one-on-ones all the time. You know, because you do pick up other people's energy, even if you shield yourself and set the intention not to, it happens. And so it can be really taxing to do a lot of one-on-one. So I decided to write this book during the pandemic last year. You know, a lot of people were struggling with emotions. A lot of people were struggling with all of the energies around them that they could feel. And I said, well, why not, you know, kind of come at it from a standpoint of emotions. And I spent, you know, pretty much the entire pandemic writing the book. So that's where I'm at today is from that, you know, event 15 years ago to now.
Wow. Quite a journey. Some of the things are very similar to mine, because I was not into energy healing at all. And then one day my mom came along and she said, you know what? I have a friend. She's a Reiki master. Do you fancy getting attuned? I said, well, why not? So I got into it literally by accident and knew nothing about chakras or anything. And yes, it did blow my mind, similar to you, to how you felt after your first treatment. So I totally get you there, you know, when the chakras all open up at once. And yeah, definitely.
Wow. I don't meet many people that have had that experience, and people say, wow, that would be so amazing. Well, I'm like, well, it's really better to open gradually. You know, it really is better to open gradually if you can do that, which is what most experience, which I think is nice, because you can have, you know, revelation slowly and not feel like you're being completely dismantled as a person. So, you know, that's, I always tell people, I'm like, be grateful for the slow opening, you know, be grateful for that gradual process of recognition and, you know, and all of those revelations that people have. So it's interesting to talk to somebody else that's had that experience. Because why would you change it? It's also like, wow, you know, if I gave you two choices, you'd probably pick the slower route, you know? So
absolutely. I would take the slower path every time, knowing now what I do.
Yes, definitely. Yep. Definitely.
Is it? So tell us a bit more about your book. It's called Feel Better in 5 Minutes. Now that sounds intriguing, because I myself at the Inner Hippie Club also work with women who've lost their mojo and who need to reclaim their joy and zest in life. And I actually always teach something very similar. I give them little snippets of things to do during the day that take no more than 5-10 minutes, because I always believe that everything else leads to overwhelm very quickly. So I'm intrigued by your method. Tell us more about it.
Well, I'd agree with you that people, you know, we don't tend to do self-care very often. Or if we do, we feel guilty about it, or we just don't take the time because it will go up. My schedule is too full. I can't take an hour, you know? And a lot of people can't. A lot of people are very, very busy. So the book is from the premise of the fact that everything starts with energy. Everything starts on an energetic level, goes to the emotional, and then trickles down to the physical. So what I have learned over the years, you know, I've been in therapy myself. I've known other people that have been in therapy. And a lot of times talk therapy is really difficult for people because they can't get to the root of things. There's either shame there, or there's some other kind of block that keeps them from getting to it. And I like energy work because it kind of just weaves its way in there. It's a little bit sneaky, you know, and it gets to the root of that and starts working on that stuff, whether you want it to or not. And sometimes it's not always pleasant, but it's always very effective. And so I came at the book from a standpoint of, hey, why don't we, instead of starting with the psychology, and we're starting with the emotions, but just from a standpoint of the fact that that is a recognition point. It's a recognition that something's off. It's a recognition that you need to change things energetically in order to go forward and really have a full life. So the premise of the book is starting from the energetic imprints that are caused by traumas that we have in our energy system that then eventually lead to emotional disturbances. So all of the techniques in the book are from that standpoint, is starting energetically, but we're using the emotions as kind of a litmus test. You know, if you're having anxiety, then you start working with that, but you start from an energetic perspective of saying, okay, well, I can start releasing the energy behind that and release that emotion. I'm not that emotion. I'm not anxiety. I'm not depressed, because we say, I am depressed. I am angry. You know, we tend to identify our emotions with who we are as a person when that's not actually true. But when we do that, we kind of, it's harder to let go of that because it becomes our identity. So then your subconscious says, well, I can't let that go because it's who I am, you know? And so you have this tug of war, right? People really have a hard time. And you see that with physical illness all the time. People that have chronic illness and disease is really letting go of that as part of their identity, because it becomes part of who they are, because it's such a driving force of every decision they make in their life is around that illness. And so as they're getting well, a lot of times they struggle with getting well, because it has become their identity on such a deep level. So I find that with emotions as well. And so whenever I say, you know, you're not your emotions, I say, you know, you say, I am experiencing anxiety, or I am experiencing depression, or whatever it is. And that helps you separate that from who you are, and it just creates it as an experience. And so, okay, I can let that go. I can move through that. It's not something that's going to be a forever state that I'm holding on to and walking around with. So all of the exercises and techniques are built around just very quickly recognizing what it is, calling it up and saying, I choose to release this. I choose to let this go. And then envisioning it actually leaving your body. And you want to always send it out a window. I tell people, you know, because you don't want to walk around in your own muck and pick it back up. You know, that's definitely not the best practice. So that's the basis of the techniques. And then there's lots of variations of that, working with color and breathing and different things of that nature.
Wonderful. I'd love to read the book. Where can I find it if I want to read it?
It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I have a link on my website as well, amandahanline.com, that people can click on it and it'll take you to the Amazon or Barnes & Noble link.
Brilliant. I will also be including some live links on the show page. So for any listener who wants to read the book, that is absolutely fascinating. For me anyway, as a fellow Reiki master. So you're so busy with all these things. What do you do when you want to relax? And what are your passions and hobbies?
Well, I love to travel. That's something that I'm definitely working on coming back to a balance with. You know, I'm always very conscious of how much I'm working in my life versus how much fun I'm having. And I just got through with the move. So it's been really hectic the last 2 weeks. And I started a podcast tour and I'm working on a physical brand. I mean, it's just, I've got a lot of things going on. And I was just talking to my husband actually this morning. I said, we need to take a trip. We need to get away. We need to do something. So I love to travel. I love to go out to eat. I love food. Food and travel are my two favorite things. When I have spare time, I like painting, listening to music, going for a drive and just clearing my head. You know, it's kind of very basic things, but, I'm coming back to just balancing my life with the fun stuff, you know, because I have been working a lot with the book and everything, which has been great, but there comes a point where you're like, okay, to get more creativity, sometimes you have to take a step back and just recharge. And so I'm definitely at that point.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I always tell my clients. If you want to be an inner hippie, if you want to experience all that freedom again, like when you were a teenager, you do need to step back a bit and just let your hair down and let your guard down. That's the important thing.
Right.
Yeah. And just enjoy the little things in life. Definitely.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. What is your biggest dream in life then? And which item is a non-negotiable on your bucket list?
Ooh, that's, you know, biggest dream in life, you know, that shifted over my life. I think at this point, I think about getting, you know, getting old, getting to the end of my life and saying, I had a good life. And then kind of working backwards, like, you know, you hear people say, you know, as a life exercise to write your obituary, write your epitaph and work backwards from that. What do you want to be able to write in that? And for me, I feel like having a full life, having a life that I feel successful in, you know, when things come to me really, when the universe brings me something, really sitting with it and saying, okay, is this what I want? Is this in alignment with what feels good to me? And really staying true and honoring myself, I feel like, that's my biggest aspiration in life, is just really always staying true to that fact of, you know, it has to be in alignment with where I'm at the moment. And bucket list, I would, you know, I've never seen the Northern Lights and I've always really, really wanted to do that. So I don't know if that's going to be in Alaska or where that's going to be, but that's something that I've always really wanted to do. For some reason, it just feels like a magical experience. Like it would be just really amazing to see that. So that's one of the things that I've always wanted to do that I haven't gotten to do yet. And then just seeing, you know, going on a fall colors trip, I think would be really fun. So we're actually talking about that. If we can get away in the next week or two, we're going to go and do that, you know, for fun. So yeah, just those are kind of simple things, but things that I've always wanted to do. So I'm excited.
Yeah. The simple things are the best, and fall colors are the best thing in the world. It's my favorite season.
Me too.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you had one wish to change the world for the better, what would that be?
That's actually a pretty easy one for me. I really feel like change starts at the core of every person in the world. So for me, it's helping people to understand that you even have an energy system, and helping people understand that keeping that energy system clear and clean and healthy is the best thing you can do for your health. It's the best thing you can do for not only your physical health, but your mental health, your spiritual health, your relationships, your life in general. You know, you're going to have a fuller life if you keep your energy system in good shape. But a lot of religions and a lot of kind of mindsets don't allow for that to even be a thought, which is unfortunate. I feel like if people knew that that was as real as your cardiovascular system in your body, that the world would be a much healthier place, because we'd be taking care of it. We wouldn't just be going for a run. And meditating is great. But I think going past meditation and really looking at the energy system from a health perspective versus just like meditating or, you know, chanting and things like that. I feel like that piece kind of gets missed as far as that connection to health a lot of times. So helping people understand that is really what I'm here to do.
Beautiful. But thank you so much for giving us a glimpse into your world and what you do. It's really, really fascinating. So if any of our listeners want to find you, you already mentioned your website, so repeat it again so everybody gets to hear it.
Okay, so you can find me at AmandaHainline.com, and that's Amanda and then H-A-I-N-L-I-N-E. And then I'm also on Instagram at AKHainline, and I have a Facebook group, a free Facebook group that is called Daily Energy with Amanda Hainline. And we've got a lot of fun things that we're constantly putting in there. So we're going to have a membership coming up and some courses and things as well. But that's where people can find me. And I'm always putting out new stuff. So excited to see everyone there.
But thank you for that. And once again, all the details will be on the show page. So you can just look Amanda up and get in touch with her. Thank you so much for being in the studio today. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
It's been a pleasure talking to you as well. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
You are listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silky Harvey.
Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books. And we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong and free best-selling author. And we are now getting on to the music spotlight, because no Inner Hippie Club radio show would be complete without music, because music is food for the soul. Music is the essence of life. And that's why we need to listen to music. And on the show today, Marla Oreen. She's a Swiss-American singer-songwriter who makes her home in Lucerne. Her music has been described as healing, powerful, magnetic, passionate, and as pure as an alpine stream. An experience with Marla's immersive music palette opens the mind to dreams and fills her heart with warmth. Marla grew up in a home where music was vital. Her parents instilled in her a love of vocal and instrumental music. Beginning her classical violin studies as a young girl, she still hones her skills as a vocalist, violinist, guitar player. Her mother's record collection was an early inspiration. She fell in love with American and later on Irish and Appalachian folk music that influenced so much of it. Marla Oreen focused on her fiddle playing and became a member of various folk groups in Switzerland. From 2009 until 2018, she was touring with her own Celtic American band, Marla and Fur Moon. She shared stages with great bluegrass and folk artists like Dale Ann Bradley, the Kruger Brothers, and many others. Always blazing her own trail as a solo artist, she released her first album, Simply a Lotus, in 2011. In 2014, along with Fur Moon, she recorded the album On the Run, which she followed with tours in the US, Ireland, the Netherlands, and Germany. She performed solo and with her band, consisting of Mark Scheidegger on guitars and vocals, Ruffy Wall, percussion and vocals, and Simon Eaton, upright bass. The song of her upcoming album, available on November 2021, originated in a longer visit to the US, where she met like-minded artists. They left their stamp subtly on the songs appearing on the album. The themes of the album cover a lot of ground, from enjoying the creative impulses life affords us all to its limitations, prison bars that it's up to each of us to break. It's about the healing and wild powers of nature, and also about sorrow and loss. Marla Oren's purpose for her musical life's work: I would like to inspire people with my music so they can gather courage to live what makes them happy and share their own talents and passions with the world, she says. It's a collection of experiences full of hope, new space, and open doors. And on today's show, she delights listeners with her song Ragged Queen. So check out her forthcoming album, Awake, which launches on the 6th of November.
Hi, my name is Marla Oren. I'm from Lucerne, Switzerland. I'm a singer-songwriter, a fiddle and guitar player, and I'm very happy about the release of my new album, Awake, coming on November 5th.
you strong and free? Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books, and we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong and free best-selling author. So this was Marla Oreen and Rugged Queen. What a beautiful song. Now it's already the end of the show, would you believe it? And as always, I leave you with an inner hippie tip, something that you can implement quickly and easily so that you can release your inner hippie every single day, that you can remember what it was like once to be wild and carefree like a teenager before the first bill rolled in. Every single day we need to work on that, because being carefree and having a joyful feeling doesn't always come easy in today's world, especially with our adult responsibilities. So it's something we got to work on an ongoing basis. So, tip for today, go into nature and look for signs. Whenever you have a question that you find hard to answer, or you wonder about how to solve a problem or what to do in a certain situation, take your concerns to Mother Nature. On your next walk, focus on the matter at hand, anything that you need an answer to, and think about the whole situation in every detail. And then now ask Mother Nature or the universe, spirit, whatever else you call that universal life force in your personal belief system, to help with solving the problem. When asking for assistance, avoid questions that can be answered with yes and no, because they don't really offer a lot of background information. You don't really want the universe to just go, yes. You really want more information than that for yourself, so you can draw conclusions. So instead, ask Mother Earth to give you a sign that will guide you on your way. Let the matter drop and then continue your walk. And if you keep an open mind, you'll start seeing signs. A sudden fork in the path can mean that you have to make a decision, for example. A tree or a plant or a cloud may take on an unmistakable shape that gives you the answer you were looking for. Did you see that bird or that angel in the clouds? Did that tree just look like it had a face looking back at you? You know, keep an open mind and really let your mind expand and your imagination roam. So do you consider robins lucky, for example? Suddenly seeing one out of the blue could mean that you're on the right track. That's just one example. There are so many, so many. So seeing and interpreting signs is an art that needs practice. But if you stick at it and you master it, Mother Nature will become your very own oracle. And it's reliable. So that was the tip for today. And before I go, I would like to remind you once again to tune in next week, Monday, the 1st of November, when we have Mac McCartney on the show, the elder of Britain, the change maker. This guy has such profound things to say about our future on this planet. It really is worth tuning in. So hopefully see you all next week, same place, same time, Monday, the 1st of November at 1 p.m. CT or 7 p.m. UK time.
Thank
you for listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host Silke Harvey. See you again next week, same place, same time, Mondays at 1 p.m. CT.